And the next item is the administrator's report. The first item is internet wireless access. Wireless internet service is now available to the public inside the county administrative office building on the Circle in Georgetown. This service, free of charge, has been requested by title searchers and the recorder deeds to enable them to access the county's website and thereby assist them in performing their daily duties. The county's information system department has made this available at no additional cost to the county. This service will also be available to others, such as members of the press, who may desire to have the ability to search the internet within this building. And attached is an instruction sheet that will be provided to individuals who are interested in the service. And this may be beneficial to the press also. Proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. The County Engineering Department will be conducting a public hearing at the Roxana Volunteer Fire Hall, Route 20, Roxana, Delaware, on this coming Saturday, January 27th at 9 a.m. The purpose of the hearing is to establish the boundaries of the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. And I also want to thank Eddie for working on the internet wireless access service for us, providing that. Thank you.
Thank you. Gina?
Good morning.
Good morning. First time up here, huh?
No, yeah. I'm nervous.
Initiation.
Oh, tell her, Susie, how about that, right?
I know, she gave me word of confidence.
But you didn't even get cited on the agenda. You need to put your name on it.
Yeah, Janet.
Speak
loud into the mic.
I'm here to give you an update on the energy contract that we have with the state. Just to recap what has been going on. If you remember, back in May 1st, the electricity became deregulated in Delaware. At that time, we predicted that we would see anywhere from a 48 to 117% increase if we stayed with Delmarva Power. At the time, you agreed to join the state and other local governments to bid a combined energy load. At that time, we hired a broker for $10,000 to assist in the energy bid process. As a result, we signed a one-year contract with Direct Energy that is predicted to save us 26%, or approximately $389,000 annually with the newer higher DP&L rates.
When you say higher rates, are you projecting the 117 increase or the 48%?
It depended on the kilowatt hours. A lot of our big treatment plants with the 117% increase.
Oh, Rodney, you got to unscrew all those bulbs down there.
Where we are today, our contract is going to end with Direct Energy on June 30th, 2007. Additional groups have joined our group, fire companies, and other municipalities. Because of the lower energy rates that we're seeing today, it is favorable to go out to bid today. The partnership has contacted World Energy to hold an online auction for our energy load. This is the new process that the state is looking into. The World Energy performs a reverse auction process. Meaning, while traditional auctions involve a single seller and many buyers, a reverse auction generally involves many sellers and one buyer. On page 4, it's a little bit about World Energy's experience with energy procurement. Some of their clients, government clients, include the United Nations, the state of Maryland, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and the Department of Justice. In 3 to 4 weeks, the partnership will be holding online auctions with our aggregate load. We will have multiple auctions, seeing which one we can get the best rate. We'll have different term lengths, 1 year versus 2 years contracts. We're also going to bundle by load factor, meaning kilowatt usage. Again, the big treatment plants would be together, or any of the low usage will be grouped together, see if we can get a better rate that way. It does not cost us any extra to do multiple auctions. Before the auction begins, terms and conditions are going to be set. We will pre-qualify the PSC-approved bidders, meaning we will eliminate the suppliers that can't handle the big load of the state and us. We will create a price to beat. The price to beat is going to be our current contract rates with Direct Energy, which is a lot lower than the DP&L rates that we have. Due to the constant change in market rates, the bidding process is going to only last a few hours. Suppliers will be able to view the best bid during the auction, and they'll have an option to lower their bid. So it'll be a constant bid process, just like eBay works. There's no cost to us to use World Energy's online auction. The supplier's bid includes World Energy's commission. With World Energy, we'll be able to get multiple reports. We can get a bid history, see what the suppliers have bid out. We can get our accounts and usage reports from the internet and contract reporting. On page 7 is a screenshot of what the online auction will look like. Again, it's similar to eBay. There will be a price to compare, which again will be our current contract rate, so the bidders know what they will have to beat in order for us to accept it. It'll also have a best bid, again, so the suppliers can say if they have our contract at the time, so they can keep coming in. And it also quantifies how much our savings would be. And then on the last page, this just summarizes currently what Delmarva's rates are and what the market is indicating that we can get per kilowatt hour. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have one. It might be more like, Steve, when we go out, like we can buy X, Y kilowatts right now. Can we do it, what we project for a year, 2 years? How far, I mean, can we do, like, I know the co-op is doing a lot, you know, and that we're projecting, you know, what they're using, going to use in 2008 versus?
Well, the bid process, we're going to actually look into different, doing a 1 year term versus a 2 year term, and they will be fixed rates. So we are taking a gamble doing longer times because we don't know what the energy market's going to do.
But you're going to look at different options.
We are.
They're going to bid out 1 year, 2 year, 3 year.
3 year.
And right. Then just see how it comes back and.
See what,
and see what we get. We'll see what we can get.
Okay.
And our minimum bid or maximum bid is going to be what DP&L can provide us with.
Actually, it's going to be Direct Energy because they are lower. That's what we're paying right now, and that is lower than DP&L's rates.
That's what we're paying on the current rates.
That's who we're paying currently.
Is there any chance that there won't be any bids that beat that? I mean, is it possible that that is the lowest rate?
Possibly. Direct Energy has the option to join the bid process too, so they can even bring theirs down. And we do have the option to say we're not accepting anything. We're going to stay with what we have.
And we can stay with that.
We can say yes, we can.
And do we have a current, I know we have the contract. We have the contract with Direct Energy right now.
Yes, we do.
And we can get in and out, for lack of better words, or is the contract getting ready to expire?
It's going to expire June 30th. That's why we're going out to bid to see what happens. But Direct Energy has contacted us and would like to keep us.
I bet they would.
Exactly. I don't blame them.
Any other questions? We want to thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Steve.
Mr. Davis. Where is he?
See if Rob weathers a little better this time. Than last time. Huh? Rob, I just said Mr. asked Mr. Dukes. I hope you weather a little better this time than you did last. Thank you.